be safe, me no resign today, something wrong.
Is what, Maxine?
Can't take the foolishness inside this place anymore. Them people here will make you sin yourself with them behavior.
Calm down, no man. Tell me what happened.
Listen to this. Nothing can beat this. You know, so Mr. Oliver, the senior supervisor, retired this year, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in a one meeting just a while ago, them tell me, say, them going to hire a new senior supervisor and me must help show him the ropes until Mr. Oliver leave.
So hold on. Them rather bring in a new person and offer you the job?
Is the same question me ask. I am here for 5 years now working as junior supervisor. I have more qualifications than Mr. Oliver himself. And I can more than do the work. And them know that. But I guess me not supposed to move up. Them want me stay right here where me is. May them go.
You know, so me notice a trend going inside this place for a good while now. Think about it. All of the senior management people are men. And don't is a man them bringing in to replace Mr. Oliver.
Yeah, for real, you know. All of them are men. So this business is really a boys' club. Why me couldn't find that out sooner? So I wouldn't waste how much years working here.
I wonder if there is anything we can do.
Me don't know about you, but me know what me going to do. I going to type up my resignation letter right now.
Come in. Hey, Maxine, what's going on?
This is for you, sir.
What is this, Maxine? They mean you're resigning.
I suddenly realized I don't have the right requirements to be able to move up this company, sir, so it's time for me to move on with my life.
What do you mean the right requirements? I don't understand, Maxine. Sit down and tell me what is really going on. Because it don't sound like you're leaving for better.
All right, you know what? Let me be frank. You are retiring this year, and instead of even considering me for your job, you all decided to bring in a new man, even though you know I can more than do the job. But I just realized why. It's a boys' club here. All the senior managers are men, and they're bringing in another man to replace you. So since I am a woman, I don't have the right requirements to stay here and move up. It's time for me to leave.
You know, Maxine, I respect you too much to say there isn't some truth in what you are saying, you know. You know, I was looking at my daughter last night, and she's such a brilliant girl. It's obvious she's going to go far. And then it occurs to me, suppose she meet up on something like this in life. I wouldn't want to know that I contribute to something like this against her or any other woman I know.
Well, that's good, Mr. Oliver, but what does that have to do with me right here, so no? You already hired a new person, and I'm not going to work with someone I know got the job over me just because he's a man and I am a woman.
Tell you what, give me a few days and I will sort out everything.
What are you going to do, sir?
You don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And by the way, Maxine, congratulations on your new appointment.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Please, hurry and take your seats. We're ready to begin this seminar. I'm LaToya Green, and I'm from the Bureau of Gender Affairs. Today, we're going to be discussing some gender issues in the workplace. But first, I'd like to share a few facts with all of you. Number one, females outperform males at all levels of the education system. Yet, males make up the majority of the employed labor force. Number two, the female unemployment rate is more than twice that of men, despite women outperforming men at all levels of the education system. And number three, women tend to be employed in lower wage occupations in the service sectors, and men tend to occupy the decision-making roles in this sector. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, these are things that need to be changed in Jamaica. But we have to start with
Mr. Oliver, I have to say, you are a man of your word. Things are really changing around here.
I couldn't retire with things like this, you know. Now I can go retire in peace and watch my daughter grow up to be as bright and as talented as you are.
For our men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.